Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Sherrard Boys Golf Team having another nice season. They've set a record already for low score for nine holes in program history. So let's start, Brandon Welch, about that. How good of a day was it for the Tigers to do that?
It was a great day. We obviously played really well.
Shot a 150, I think, as a team. Tell us how this group is finding a way here in this COVID-19 pandemic. It sounds like a lot of kids have been really working on their game over there. What about that?
A lot of kids have had the opportunity to really focus up on golf and get out and play a bunch.
Yeah. What did you do during the summer to get ready for the high school season? How often do you play?
I went out and tried to get out at least once a day.
That's a lot of golf in the summer.
Then,
so tell us what's been working for you so far in the IHSA season, and what are some of the areas you need to work on, you think?
A lot of fairways being hit, which is important because it sets you up for good scores. Obviously, I've done a lot better putting this year than I have in years before. I'm really hitting the ball well right now, and that's really what I'm proud of.
Yeah, it's a strange year with IHSA golf because the organization has announced basically a modified state tournament series, and it's basically a regional format. Now, I know, one, you have to be excited that at least you're having a season. I get that. But, two, you have to be a little bit disappointed that there's not a true state series. What have been your emotions during all of this in terms of the IHSA season?
It's been a lot different because I've never experienced any sort of modified tournament. Obviously, 2 years ago was the snow cancellation, and that was different. But now that we have just a completely modified tournament, it's going to feel weird. It's going to feel awkward.
Yeah, and I know last year you were able to play down at State as a sophomore. Can you tell us a little bit about what that experience was like for you and what that meant to you?
It was great. It took away a lot of the nerves. It helped me more this season, I think, because I was very nervous playing that first round because there was a lot of kids that were really good out there, obviously. And now that I feel that I actually can compete with them, I'm a lot more confident with my game.
All right. And tell us about your love of the game. How far back does it go? And just, I guess, in terms of playing this game and picking it up, you know, tell us your path in terms of the game of golf.
I was never strictly a golfer. I kind of went out and played every once in a while with my friends, and then one of my teammates, who's a senior here, Landon Ernett, took me out, and we played, and then I got hooked on it, and I was out there almost every day, eighth grade year. And then I just picked it up, and I started practicing every day, and I just wanted to be the best I could be.
Yeah, in terms of the Fire Lake course, how does that suit your style of play? Do you like that environment there?
I do. It's obviously really challenging. It's a really well-designed course. It really punishes you if you hit bad shots. So it helps improve the game a bunch.
All right. So tell us about your ambitions, your expectations, your hopes for the remainder of this IHSA season. What are the goals for you?
The goals, just to play as well as I possibly can.
Sounds easy enough. Looks like it's working so far here in the 2020 fall. Well, Brendan Welch, keep up the good work, and good luck to the Sherrard Tiger Boys Golf Program this fall.
Thank you very much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.